Welcome to another episode of the VIP Life with Lady Jane herself. This is going to be a bonus episode. Well, we'll see how it goes. It might be a weekly thing or just a one-off. Thanks for joining me. Today I want to share a quote that I came across this week. It's from a guy who used to be a reverend, more of a pastor in the United States Senate. His name is Peter Marshall. He said, "May we think of freedom not as the right to do what we please, but as an opportunity to do the right thing." So this guy was a pro, live an upright and moral life, so that we not have all these shenanigans we have in the world. This guy lived in the 1930s and stuff. He died in 1949. His wife did his biography after he died. And I think where this guy was coming from, well, considering he was a very influential pastor, he wrote lots of Christian life stuff, which was, I mean, he was very influential even in the Senate. What he tried to say was, as much as we have so many freedoms today, just leave it in the right place. Leave your life for the good of others. What this means is, do the right thing. Just do the right thing. Whatever freedom, you know, the way we feel today, we've got so many freedoms today. You have the freedom of speech, you have the freedom of movement, we have so many freedoms. From Peter Marshall's perspective, he was just saying, be considerate of what you're doing, because it's going to make the world a better place. You, the person that you doing the right thing is giving the other person to, is more, you can create a domino effect. You do the right thing, the next person does the right thing, the next person does the right thing. We will not need all these movements. But trust me, we will not need all these movements if we all lived an upright and moral life. It's easier said than done, but it's doable. It's really doable. So as people that have the voice and we can act on things, live a better life. I also think we need to keep our freedoms in perspective. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you have to do it. You don't have to do it. For instance, I don't have to eat all the cake in this house. Of course, I'm gonna get fat, and we don't want that. But another analogy, just because someone has talked to you in an ill manner doesn't mean you have to talk back. You can choose to walk away, you can choose to make peace. It's your choice. You don't have to do something just because you can. For instance, a police officer stops you and they're being brutal or they're being some kind of way. You have a choice. You either walk away, be nice, let them do whatever they want to do, and then go on with your day. Remember, our freedoms. If we do stuff for the good of others, what I mean is, consider what the other people around you are doing or are going to react, how they're going to react. Do something for the good of others. Be mindful. As you go out with nowadays we're not even going out. If as you go on with your daily life, think about it. Just because you have the freedom to do something doesn't mean you have to exercise it. Thanks for listening to this one. See you on the next one. Bye for now.